It's your 7:30 second date update, something we've been doing for years on the show. And why? It's because you keep reaching out to us. In fact, I do want to say that if you've DM'd us or sent us a message through our website, mix1051utah.com, I'm sorry if we haven't gotten back to you. We're trying to do as many as possible, but dating is hard for everyone, it seems, because we keep hearing from you like we did from John. What up, John?
Hey, how's it going?
We're doing okay. How about you? How goes it? How was the pandemic and dating life and kind of coming out of it now here in Utah? Has it been okay?
Yeah. I mean, it's tough for sure, but, you know, finally got in the dating scene and thought it was going well, but didn't work out too well.
Okay. Well, let's take a few steps back and walk us through it.
Yeah. So I met this girl, Melissa. I actually met her at my church. It was like this after church function. And we started talking to each other. One thing led to another. We exchanged numbers, talked a little more, and we ended up going out for dinner.
That's kind of cool. You know, like-minded. Like you're on the same page, I assume. You're meeting at church. Like you probably have the same kind of core beliefs and everything. So that could work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was super, like, we definitely had a connection. It seemed super natural. And yeah, went out to dinner. Nothing over the top or fancy or anything. It was just, you know, real nice, real casual. Had plenty to talk about, like you were saying. And yeah, I feel like we really got to know each other.
Yeah.
And then the idea came up, you know, about going on a second date. And it seemed like we were heading in that direction. But now I can't even get her on the phone.
So you did talk on the date about having date number two?
Oh, yeah. We were, like, making plans for date, like, where we were going to go next and everything. And it seemed like she was really into it.
Yeah.
And now it seems like she's totally ghosting me. I mean, I haven't even seen her at church.
Oh, that was my second question, yeah.
She, like, switched services.
She's like, oh, I'm not going at 3:30. Like, never mind.
It's like when people change their time when they go to the gym.
Yeah.
I'll just change my worship.
How long has it been? Like, how many times has she switched church service?
Well, it has only been a week, so
okay.
You know, it's hard to tell from that.
Okay. During the date, was there a moment as you were chatting with her and your eyes drifted off and you started checking out the waitress who was walking by or maybe another table?
No, of course not. No.
All right. I'm just asking the questions of things we've heard before to make sure, because if we can solve it right now, it's better than bothering Melissa.
Right.
So obviously we're just trying to get answers at this point on why she would plan a second date and not call you back, correct?
Yeah, that'd be super helpful.
Okay, well, why don't we get Melissa's number? We'll just call her up, and we'll see why she's been ditching you. Cool?
Cool. Thanks so much.
It's your 7:30 second date update. We are helping out John. John met Melissa at church. They were at a church function together. Started talking. Next thing you know, exchanged numbers. Went out, had a nice dinner. John's saying it wasn't fancy, but it was a good dinner. And in fact, during dinner, they were like, hey, we should do this some weekend. Or they started making plans for the next date. But since then, John cannot get Melissa on the phone, and she's skipping church at least 1 week, but still.
It's not good. Those bad habits.
Yeah. John, did I get all that right?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. We do have Melissa on. She's talking to producer Danny, so I'm going to have Danny just transfer Melissa over. We'll talk to her and just kind of listen in, and let's see what happens, okay?
Sounds good.
Awesome. Hey, Melissa, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So I'm not sure how much Danny told you there when she called you up, but my name's John and Chantel's here as well. We do a morning show on Mix 105.1. Do you have a few minutes for us just to talk?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I promise it won't take up a lot of time. It's just on our show, we help out people who have gone out on a date and they thought the date was going great. But for some reason, you know, they're not hearing back from the other person. You know, they've been what the kids call ghosted. And it seems like you may have ghosted a listener of ours. Do you happen to remember John and your date with John?
Yeah, I do remember John. But why does that matter?
Well, one of the things we do is we try to kind of figure out what happened on the date and then even offer to pay for another date. Would you be interested in another date with John? I mean, we'd pay for the whole thing. You wouldn't have to worry about that.
You know, I really appreciate it, but I can't see myself going out with him again.
Is there
a particular
reason why?
You know, he was a really nice guy, but I think that we just kind of have different obstacles in our life right now. And I just, you know, it just doesn't seem like a good fit.
like you work on opposite schedules or like?
This probably isn't appropriate to say, but, you know, when we were talking, I found out that he's a recovering addict. Mm-hmm. And I just, you know, if I'm being completely honest with myself, I do not have the capacity for all of that in my life right now.
Honestly, it seems to me like that's pretty good, though, if he's being honest and open with you at the beginning and he's working on, you know, a new path. And so,
like starting fresh.
Yeah. And he's trying to make his life better. So is that a deal breaker? The fact that, you know, he's working on himself.
And that's absolutely wonderful. And I'm so thrilled for him that he's doing those things. But, you know, it's a disease, right? Like, I can't take that on right now. I can't have that around me.
What are you talking about?
Oh, good. So John's here too. Great. Great.
Are you kidding me? I mean, I'm sorry. I don't understand why this is such an issue for you. I mean, I'm working on bettering myself and you're over here trying to penalize me for that?
Well, I mean, look, it's who you are and your experiences and what you've been through deep down, you know, that's always going to be there.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's the fear of relapse, but I'm doing my best not to have that happen.
And that's great. You know, John, I wish you all the best, but I'm 33 and I don't have time to mess around. I don't have time to play games.
Games? Oh, yeah? You're the one that told me that you take stuff, you know, take pills and stuff when work stresses you out. And I let that go. I have to be the one to stay away from that. And you're the one that brought it up.
I understand, but I don't have a problem. I have it under control, and it is an occasional usage for me, but it's just not, an addiction is a big deal.
I think I'm actually glad I haven't heard back from you if this is how you actually feel.
I mean, look, I tried to just end it, but you know what, you guys, I've had enough of being told how to live my life. I don't need to be bombarded like this, so can I go?